You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I am Tracy Ross. I'm joined in the studio by Kate Lochte, and on the phone we have Michael Cochran. Michael, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
My pleasure.
Michael, congratulations. I just am reading the figure on the tickets sold for Les Mis. Amazing.
It was an incredible production. I mean, the longest run that we've ever done with 17 performances over 4 weeks.
3,900 tickets. Amazing. It's your 50th anniversary coming up. What a cool article. The male animal amazes large crowd. Final staging to be held Saturday. The Paducah Sun Democrat in 1964. Wow.
We have lots of, you know, pictures and newspaper clippings from the beginnings of the theater history. And really, the theater started out because they were going to tear down the Market House, and the Paducah Civic Beautification Board said, don't do that. Let's turn it into an art center. Hey, let's make a theater. And that's how Market House began.
Wow. So. I just love it. The crowd left obviously sold on the program and anxious for more. And you've got, you're obviously, I gather, kicking off your 50th anniversary with this community street fair coming up August 24th.
We do, you know, our mission is about hands-on activities, arts activities. And we thought, you know, what a great way to kick off. Kids are such a big focus of what we do. We invited all the other arts organizations in town to come do arts education, stuff that kids can come and make and take with them and, you know, play with, interact with the arts, and we would do a big celebration as a kickoff to this 50th season.
Well, let's just do the street fair. I mean, it really sounds like a blast. Tell us what's happening.
We've got from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on August 24th, we will have the National Quilt Museum is doing some art block crafts. The Yeiser Art Center is doing mask making. Carson Center is going to have Farmer Jason on the lawn doing interactive music for kids. River Discovery Center is doing some stamp things. Maiden Alley Cinema's got a photo booth where you dress up and get your picture taken. Harmony Road School of Music is make your own musical instrument. Paducah Art Guild's doing a painting and chalk project. Symphony's got an instrument petting zoo. And Purchase Family Magazine's got puppet making. And then we'll have workshops on the stage for how to audition for a play, some comedy improv stuff for kids. There'll be some dance stuff in the street of how teaching adults and kids how to do some dance moves, inflatables, games, the whole works.
You know, it's so festive, and it sort of mirrors what you do routinely with your educational programs. And you might want to bring me up to date on the on and off stage theater arts workshops.
We do a lot in the school system. In fact, 11,000 kids we serve in their classrooms in the school system. And then we do plays at the theater. But what we do during the summer is we would do camps where kids would be in an intensive kind of camp for a couple of weeks, and then they would stage a small musical. And what April Cochran, the education director, has done is she's created that camp kind of feel with the on and off stage theater arts workshops. Kids are going to get some technical aspects training. They'll kind of see how we do some special effects and things, but they'll be rehearsing a show, and the first one will be Cinderella Kids. So they'll have some intensive time with helping to build their own sets, to create their own production, and then that will go on. October 2nd and 3rd is when the performance is, but they rehearse a couple times a week. So it's a much more intensive than our long-range classes like Footlights, which go on for a whole school semester.
This isn't the only new venture you're embarking upon, I understand. And this, it's a funny title, Just Off Broadway Theater Arts Programming, not only because you're just off Broadway, but also because of the Carson Center's Broadway series being...
Uh-huh. it really is. It's fun because we kind of played with those themes. We have a whole new preschool program that we're doing and homeschool program classes for kids during the day. We've just hired a brand new education assistant, full-time education assistant, to help April, who will be offering lots of new things. We have a playhouse for younger kids, that they'll come and there'll be a, you know, a secret word of the day, and lots of, they'll help to act out stories and dress up in costumes and do stuff. We've got a lot that we're trying to, this 50th season is kicking off with where we're headed for the future for our plans.
Michael, let me put you on the spot and say, are there some big announcements coming up as well during the unveiling of the 50th season?
We are exploring right now some expansion in our educational programming, and we are at that critical point. We've been working for the past 4 years, studying and researching and bringing people in to do a sustainable expansion for the theater, because we are just bursting at the seams. And hopefully sometime this season there may be an announcement. We are at a point where we are in the final stages of studying this thing and making sure that whatever we do this in a sustainable way, that the theater can really make this solid and partner with other groups doing it too.
Well, we would be remiss. Number one, I want to ask who the new education person is to help April.
Katie Hamilton. She's done a lot of our Shakespeare stuff for junior high and the high school kids, and done a lot of the improv shows. And she was a Murray resident until we just moved her to Paducah this week.
Boo-hoo!
But Murray's got lots of talent, so we're looking at this regional talent pool that we have, and we're thrilled that, you know, we can bring Katie to Paducah to help do some things here.
Well, in fact, it's really impressive how many kids from around the region get on your boards. I'm especially amused with your teen comedy improv troupe. I bet that will be a lot of fun.
We've been doing that in classroom situations, but they're kind of patterning after some other theaters across the country that have had big success of having some, you know, like a kind of coffee house kind of thing on a fairly regular basis for teens, some place that young teens can go to and actually play improv games and have an improv show with kids their own age. Paducah has an improv troupe of adults that do stuff, but, you know, our focus has been on trying to work with the kids and do education in that, and this is a fun new opportunity for us.
Hey, I see you have auditions for To Kill a Mockingbird coming up.
Next Monday and Tuesday at 6:30 at the theater, and that's one of those shows that's such a classic. It, you know, all over the country, it still sells out wherever it's performed, and we're thrilled. I directed it 30 years ago. That was my first play I directed at Market House Theater, and when we looked at the 50th season, we thought, let's bring some classics back. Now, I'm not directing it again this time. We have guest director Ross Daniels, who's directed a lot of great stuff for us, but we're real excited, and we hope we have a great turnout.
Well, I bet you will. It sure is a favorite, and I think we need to get in the fact that Footlights is beginning its first trimester the same day as the Street Fair.
That's a program that's been going on almost 28 years. April started it, and it is for early elementary, upper elementary, middle, and high school students on Saturday mornings. And kids come in and they do theater games, they learn theater skills, and it is across the region. We have kids from different counties, different school systems, all coming together to basically play on Saturday mornings in the theater. And when you have elementary kids dragging their parents out of bed to get them to the theater at 8 a.m., you know you got something that's working really well. Fortunately, there's a coffee shop, et cetera, right next door to the theater.
That's pretty clever, Michael. Listen, I hope to see you at the Street Fair, and I really thank you for making time for us today. Is there anything we've missed?
Oh, man, I think we've got Godspell open September 5th. That's the actual first production of our 50th season. So that's in rehearsal right now, but you got it. We got lots going on.
Well, take care, and congratulations on 50 years.
Thank you so much.